Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Richard Lovelace. Richard Lovelace. His dates are from 1618 to 1657. He was an English poet as well as a soldier and he's one of the examples of the Cavalier poets. He was one of the Cavalier poets. So from an exam point of view you should know who were the Cavalier poets. Now Cavalier poets were just the supporters of the king. They supported King Charles the First. Now let me also tell you that Richard Lovelace has also written some plays. And one such play is a tragedy called The Soldier. The Soldier. But with respect to his important poems that can be important from an exam point of view, two you should remember. One is very famous. It's called To Althea from Prison. To Althea, A-L-T-H-E-A. To Althea from Prison. And it is in this poem that we have the famous line, quote, "Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage," unquote. Stone walls do not a prison make, nor iron bars a cage. And then we have another volume of poetry, which was titled Lucasta. This came out in 1649. And there is a famous poem in this volume. Title hai iska, To Lucasta Going to the Wars. To Lucasta, L-U-C-A-S-T-A, To Lucasta Going to the Wars. Afterwards, let me read out how a critic, how a very famous critic describes Richard Lovelace and his writings. Quote, "Like the other Cavalier poets of 17th century England, Richard Lovelace lived a legendary life as a soldier, lover and courtier. Persecuted for his unflagging support of King Charles I, he died in dire poverty." He died in dire poverty later, but not before writing two of the age's most melodic and moving lyrics. Most melodic and moving lyrics. One is To Althea from Prison and the other is To Lucasta Going to the Wars, unquote. So from an exam point of view, just remember the names of these two poems. Afterwards also remember that he is a Cavalier poet, one of the Cavalier poets. And who were the Cavalier poets? Those who supported King Charles I. And not just this, as I told you that he was also a soldier. He fought on behalf of King Charles the First during the English Civil War. And this is the reason why this critic described Richard Lovelace as soldier, lover and courtier.